This is KYUK, public radio for the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. I'm Greg Kim. The four missing children in Unam Ikwa have been found, but are fighting severe hypothermia. That's according to an Alaska State Trooper report. The report says the children were found approximately 18 miles south of Unam Ikwa at around 4:25 Monday afternoon by ground searchers. Troopers say the U.S. Coast Guard arrived at the location by helicopter and transported the four children to Bethel. They were admitted into the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Center to receive treatment for hypothermia. Alaska State Troopers identified the missing children as Christopher Johnson, age 14, Frank Johnson, age 8, Ethan Camille, age 7, and 2-year-old Trey Camille. The four children left Unam Ikwa on a snow machine ride to the dump around 1 Sunday afternoon. When they failed to return by evening, the search began. Tribal Council President Edwards Adams Sr. says the dump is 500 feet from town, but right when the children left, a ground storm hit, which likely made it difficult for them to see where they were going.
Somehow, didn't know which we should have come back to the town.
Searchers also had to contend with stormy conditions. The National Weather Service issued a winter storm warning for the lower Yukon River Delta that lasted throughout most of the search. The warning took effect Monday morning and remained in place until 6 a.m. today. The troopers led the effort. Communications Director Megan Peters says 15 teams from neighboring villages looked for the missing children on the ground. Peters said the U.S. Coast Guard took the search to the sky Sunday evening. That included an HC-130 airplane crew from Kodiak and an MH-60 helicopter from Cold Bay. Despite winds gusting as high as 40 miles per hour, searchers were able to find the missing children and bring them in from the cold. There's a correction to a version of the story that aired yesterday. We reported that the four children were found 5 miles southeast of Unam Ikwa and were returned home uninjured. They were actually found 18 miles south of Unam Ikwa and are being treated for severe hypothermia. Next, in health. Former Alaska State Representative Bob Herron, a Bethel Democrat, experienced a stroke Sunday. Alaska House Majority Leader Steve Thompson, a Republican from Fairbanks, announced the news on the House floor Monday.
Longtime representative and past representative Bob Herron had a stroke early Sunday morning and was medevaced to Anchorage. He's currently undergoing tests, and I ask that you all say a prayer for his speedy and complete recovery.
Herron's wife, Margaret Herron, also asked for prayers for her husband's recovery through a Facebook post. Herron served in the Alaska House from 2009 to 2016, representing the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Continuing in state politics, Alaska State Senator Donnie Olson represents the state's largest Senate district. It stretches from the lower Yukon River across the Bering Straits region into the interior and spans the North Slope borough. He works in the legislature to support rural communities across this vast landscape. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur talked with Olson about his plans for this session.
The looming issue for state government remains the same. Money. The pressing question is, how can lawmakers fund state services and balance the state budget with a $1.4 billion deficit? Senator Olson says the task will require a combination of cutting spending and raising revenue. And the first place he would cut is the Alaska Marine Highway System.
The idea that you have these ferries running around that are half empty all the time, especially during the winter months, I could see that there could be more efficiencies with that.
Olson does not support Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposal to mothball the entire marine highway system. As far as increasing revenue, the first place Olson would look is the oil and gas tax credit system. The system greatly reduces the amount of taxes oil and gas companies pay in Alaska, and Olson wants the legislature to increase that tax rate.
It's time for us to have our time to adjust those tax credits to make sure we, as the state, which are broke and going broke, don't go outright bankrupt.
Olson is also willing to discuss a statewide sales tax and a state income tax to raise revenue. He says both would require careful scrutiny on how they affect rural Alaskans. Olson rejects the governor's proposal to require public votes on new taxes.
People elected the legislature to come down here and deal with this stuff. They elected the governor to go ahead and come up with answers on how you're going to get revenues and not just give it to the people. The people don't know necessarily all the intricacies of what the oil tax credits are, how much the oil tax credits are owed by the state of Alaska.
Olson wants to raise revenue partially to avoid cutting state services that benefit rural Alaska, like power cost equalization, which subsidizes energy costs in rural areas. Olson says he wants to support Senator Lyman Hoffman's plan to make the power cost equalization funds non-sweepable, meaning they can't be automatically pushed into another state account to pay for something else. An area where Olson wants the state to appropriate more money is to helping rural Alaskans get real IDs. The state-issued licenses will soon be required to board commercial airplanes and enter federal buildings. The Dunleavy administration has asked for private donations to help issue the IDs in rural areas, a request that, quote, offended Olson.
In my 20 years I've been in the Senate, I've never heard of a government official asking for private donations so that they can fund their travel out to rural Alaska. If the government mandates it, they ought to pay for it, or at least pay a portion of it so that it can be affordable.
The October 1st, 2020 Real ID deadline is federally mandated, and Alaska has already gotten an extension. Olson suggests Governor Dunleavy use his close relationship with President Donald Trump to secure another extension to allow the state time to develop a better plan to issue these IDs to rural residents. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.
Listen to KYUK's full interview with Senator Donnie Olson tomorrow on Coffee at KYUK. And finally, today at noon, KYUK will broadcast live the U.S. Senate vote on the impeachment trial against President Donald Trump. Our local English and Yupik newscast will follow at 1 p.m. Thank you for listening to KYUK News. Please send any news tips to news@kyuk.org. And stay tuned for News Yukden coming up.